Senator, can you talk about the relief bill being worked on over in the House? You have said before that there are reasons that you might not support another relief bill. Can you talk about what you've learned this week about the one they're working on?
So the relief bill, you've heard the price tag. I think it's up to another $3 trillion. And I can tell you that's going to be a non-starter in the Senate on the Republican side. But all along, any errors and or omissions, things that we wanted to get done that did not get addressed, and as long as they're common sense, and if they're done in a way that's not going to be significant in terms of cost, in other words, fixing what might have been overlooked, all of us are going to be interested in that. But now I think this is being thrown out there like it was back in late March when we got phase three out. If you recall, that got delayed roughly 3 days from Sunday to a Wednesday because of that same attempt. So to me, this is a reprise of that, and I don't think it's going to fly. And unless it's, you know, tailored down to basically cover things that we were wanting to do and we missed, I don't think it's going to go anywhere. I think it's political staging.
What is it about the bill that that offends your sensibilities most?
Well, it's, you know, before I got here, things used to be denominated in hundreds of billions. Now it's trillions. We run trillion-dollar deficits structurally. We need to somehow figure out how to fix that. We're in the midst of a crisis. That's why we all came together, arm in arm, to do what we did here, you know, a month ago, and then plussed up the PPP with 3.5 and then did some more stuff. I think this is time to take a pause, see if that is working before you take on anything of the magnitude. And it's got so much extraneous stuff in it as well that's not related to COVID.